one moment. The Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will conduct your hearing, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Could you please state your name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Ruben De La Paz Perez, ADC number 265703.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I am going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones. You have the Honorable David Neal. You have our board chair, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. You have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. And sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair today, okay?
Okay.
All right, so prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay, on that form, sir, it also notified you of your right to appear and represent yourself or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Myself.
Okay, sir, at this time, I also want to introduce you to Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Correction as well as your parole office, sir.
Okay.
All right. Sir, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westby in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
I do.
Okay, Mr. Perez, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether your community supervision has been violated. In phase two, the board will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, Mr. Perez. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes.
All right. The first allegation on your warrant states you violate the Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by the use of methamphetamine on or about December 27, 2017 per the task TCMS lab report dated January 3rd, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. The next allegation on your warrant states that you in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by providing a urine specimen that was altered by dilution and unsuitable for testing on or about February 16, 2018, per the task lab report dated February 17, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. So based on the admission of Mr. Perez, I'm going to move to find that it is illegal, that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed. Agreed.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two in the end. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to go over some information with you, sir. Then we're going to give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Westby.
On June 26, 2017, Mr. Perez was released from DOC. He was arrested March 2nd, 2018 by DOC staff, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody March 2nd, 2018 with a projected CCD of August 18th, 2018, 0 abscond days. Current conviction, 2011, disorderly conduct, 2 counts, each for 2 years, 3 months. 2011, aggravated assault, 7.5 years. 2011, misconduct involving weapons, 2.5 years. 2011, theft, 1 year. There are no prior convictions. This is his first term at DOC. CUIR score 2-3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 1. STG gang information notes, he's a New Mexican Mafia suspect. Prior terms of supervision, none are listed. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs noted. Other arrests, 2003, shoplifting, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. This community risk score is a G5B6.
Okay, so I see that when you were released, you were approved to live with your sister, Veronica Perez, at 15637 West Hammond Drive, in Goodyear. Is that where you were living at the time you were arrested, sir?
Yes.
All right. Were you working during that period of time? I see they have Papa John's. You were working there. Were you still working there, or were you working somewhere else, sir?
No, I was still working there.
Okay. So did you have to go on a medical leave? What kind of damage did you have to your leg, sir?
It was a fracture to my left tibia.
How'd you do that?
I was involved in a hit and run. I ran over by a drunk driver.
All right, well, I hope you're doing better, sir.
Yeah.
All right, sir. So I see that also in your programming that you had random testers. You submitted 3 negative urine specimens. You submitted a urine specimen that was positive for methamphetamine on December 1st. Then on December 27th, you submitted one. You submitted a urine specimen that provided positive for alcohol on August 30th. You submitted a urine assessment positive for marijuana on December 27th and January 1st. And then you failed to drop your color on 6 different occasions since your release and diluted specimen twice. You referred to CAP. You attended a 48-hour session for a total of 96 hours. However, you completed 10 sessions of the 20 hours. During the sanction, sir, it says you were staffed for violations. It says during the staffing, sir, you were unwilling to discuss your ongoing substance abuse and was constantly deceptive of the evidence. They actually gave you 7, you're doing your interventions, and you had 7-day sanctions at MRC and continued kept thereafter. You just failed to complete all the sessions. So what happened, sir? It looks like when you first got out, you had some negative delays, and then all of a sudden you just deeply started to relapse.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's correct.
So what started you relapsing, Mr. Perez?
Excuse me?
What set you out to start your relapse?
I was introduced to the wrong person at the time, but I was all bad after that.
All right. Well, I hope you're staying clean while you're incarcerated. Are you staying clean while you're incarcerated, sir?
Yes, I am.
All right. Sir, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Mr. Perez, we're coming up on the conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to this board at this time without repeating yourself, sir?
I would just like to say that I take full responsibility for my actions, and when I went to that 7-day sanction, I knew that was my last straw. So as soon as I left that program, I got my act together, I required my job, and I got caught up my payments, and I was doing good. But the only problem was that my parole officer did not inform me that he had changed my color, so I didn't know that. So I'm looking for my color that I was previously on. And I only noticed this when I came here and I got my report. I was reading through my report and I noticed that he changed my color, and I was notified. So, I mean, it's not an excuse for anything, but, and the last diluted UA that I came before I got here, I was not dirty at the time. I was not dirty at the time, and I was only just trying to get back on track. I was doing good. Everything was great. It was coming together just fine, and it all went, and I ended up here. So, I mean, that's all I got to say.
Let me check something. Mr. Westby, did you say anything about notifying him when his color changed?
I'm reviewing through the notes here to see if there was a staffing on there where his color had changed here. I don't know about what time that color may have changed here, so I'm trying to get some information on that. But I would need to have to pull up the task website to be able to look and see when that color changed. It looked like his color here was on October 2nd, 2017, the color was changed to silver, and I am according to what the, on January 4th, 2018, the color was changed to purple. So, look at the notes on January 4th here. That's when there was a staffing in regards to his positive UA. And because of his denials of drug abuse, failure to drop her color, diluted your analysis on there, his color was changed. So this was a little bit of staffing that he would have had with his parole officer and senior parole officer, Rich.
Was that the one on January 4th?
That is correct.
Okay. All right.
That's when his color was changed.
Okay, Mr. Westbrook.
More frequent color that comes on.
Okay. Mr. Perez, it looks like that on January 4th, I don't know if you remember or not, you were staffed January 4th, 2018. You were staffed and they discussed the changing of your color along with the diluted your analysis that you had also taken. So it says in according to the parole officer, Mr. Westby, that you were also staffed during that period of time and informed about the change of your color, sir. But there was some deception and disagreements that you were having with the PO during that time, sir.
Yeah.
All right, sir. We're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing, sir. The board's going to go into a discussion, sir. While the board's in discussion, Mr. Perez, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone. However, remain silent while you're on the phone, sir. We're going to make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. Once that's done, sir, we'll get back with you and inform you what the decision of the board is, okay?
Okay.
All right. The board's now in discussion. It appears Mr. Perez started out with some negative UAs that he wasn't doing any drugs, and then he said he just met the wrong person and started hanging out and got into a deep relapse of using drugs during that period of time. And says that he, when he went and had that last staffing with his PO, he understood that that probably was going to be his last time. However, he did subsequently wind up getting violated as a result of the continued drug use that he was having. I think that he does have approximately about 5 months left. He will be out on August 18th of 2018. He's not doing any drugs at this time, but I think he stays in there, get involved in AA, NA, or any drug rehab programs that they may have available for him, that he'll participate in those programs, get himself together, so and come up with a plan so that when he is released in August, he won't have any parole, he won't be on any community supervision, and hopefully he won't have any more negative contact with law enforcement or drugs again. So that's my opinion. I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing no comments coming from the colleagues, I'm going to now make a motion. I'm going to find to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Perez, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapses, was about to lapse in the criminal ways of our company, as he did relapse and start to use drugs.
Second.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
Agreed. Okay, Mr. Perez?
Yes.
Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. You will be released on August 18, 2018. At that time, you will not be on any parole or community supervision, sir. While you're incarcerated, sir, please get involved with AA, NA, or any drug programs that they have. Work on a plan with your CO3 so that when you are released in August, sir, that you'll be a stronger person, that you won't have any more negative contacts with law enforcement, or that you won't be doing drugs, sir, that you get out, be a positive citizen out there. We wish you the best of luck, sir. Mr. Perez, thank you for participating in your hearing at this time. That will conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Bye.